Now, it's been revealed that the new North West Super Council will be known as Derry City and Strabane District Council. Unionist councillors had suggested calling the new body Foyle Council as an alternative to Derry, but that motion was defeated. The DUP MLA Gregory Campbell has accused Nationalist and Republican councillors of being hypocrites. He's on the line. Good morning to you, Gregory.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the SDLP councillor, John Boyle, is with us today. What's the problem here, Gregory?
Well, the problem is that most of the new councils have been elected and are now in place for about 5 months and have to decide what it is they are going to be known as come the 1st of April, because the new councils take over the functions of the former 26 councils on the 1st of April. Now, there was always going to be an issue because way back in 1984, Nationalists decided then, even though they talked a lot about agreement and accepting the diverse natures and politics of Northern Ireland, that we had to all work together, partnership, power sharing, all of that, they decided way back then that they were going to implement a name that unionists weren't content with. We've got past that now, even though unionists are still saying we don't agree with that. And we had hoped that perhaps the lessons of the past 30 years would at least have dawned on the SDLP, if not on Sinn Féin, and a name would have been arrived at that everyone could have lived. But unfortunately, it would appear that is not going to be the case.
So you can't live with the name Derry? You can't have Derry in the title?
The factual position at the moment, Stephen, is that unionists would prefer Londonderry and Strabane Council. Nationalists would prefer Derry and Strabane. So unionists then said, well, look, if we're both putting forward propositions that the other side find unacceptable, why don't we try and get a name that both of us can find acceptability with? And would put forward the proposition of the Foyle Council, which would be a name that nobody would find offensive. Nobody would say that's a name that is designed to try and antagonise or leave us in a position where we feel that we are isolated.
Like, Craig, did you just hear that 84-year-old man on the radio who wants his grandkids to get out of this country because he's sick and tired of the squabbling? And here he's listening to you now arguing over Londonderry or Derry.
No, Stephen, well, maybe you didn't hear what I said. We preferred a particular name.
Yes.
Nationalists preferred another name. And who was it that put forward a proposition that would try and see if we could get a name that everyone can live with? And Nationalists wouldn't agree to that.
But this is the best we can do, Gregory. Row about a name.
Try and get a way that nobody will take exception to. Yes, that is what unionists tried.
Derry actually going? If it's called Derry, how is that actually going to affect your life or anybody that you represent? How is it actually going to affect their real lives if it's called Derry City and Strabane Council?
Anybody that came through the 1984 and right through to the 90s and early 2000s with the name Derry being rammed down the throat of unionists knows that the answer to that is that we see when nationalists are in control, when nationalists talk a lot about being in power sharing and accepting there are diverse politics in Northern Ireland and we have to agree to differ and all of that, that is fine until nationalists get control. And then when nationalists get control, they say, look, you may not like Derry, but you're going to have to live with it because we're the majority. And yet it was supposed to be unionists who said it has to be majority rule. And when nationalists have majority rule, they say, this is the way it's going to be. You're going to have to like it.
This doesn't put money in families' pockets, does it? It doesn't get their kids educated any better. It doesn't reduce hospital waiting lists, does it? It's a name, Gregory. It's a name.
Which is why we tried to get a way forward that nobody would take exception to.
Right. And why, SLP Councillor John Boyle, stay there, Gregory. John, why are you taking exception to Foyle now? What's wrong with Foyle?
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I would suggest actually Gregory would probably be best to communicate a bit better with his own party colleagues who sit on the current council, irrespective of what name it is, because contrary to what Gregory Campbell's saying, there was a proposition brought forward last month, September, at the full council meeting by the Ulster Unionist Party, not the Democratic Unionist Party, the Ulster Unionist Party, and one member of the Ulster Unionist Party, might I add. And he proposed Foyle as the name for our new council. It actually failed to receive any support, even from members of his own party.
So why do you object to Foyle?
The Democratic Unionist Party last month did not wish to support the name Foyle. So let's just get that straight initially. Secondly, why do we not support the name Foyle? Well, from our perspective, from the SDLP perspective, we think that's a very weak and anodyne proposition. We're looking for something which would, you know, say who we are and what we are and where we are. And quite frankly, we're trying to, I suppose, in a sense, attract inward investment.
John, I need you to answer the question. What is wrong with calling it Foyle Council if this gets through? You know, the deep frustration with people is that you lot spend time arguing over this, and meanwhile, people's lives need improved. They need more money in their pocket. They need to be able to get health care when they are ill. What, sir, is wrong with Foyle Council as a name?
Well, I just said to you, we consider that a very weak and anodyne proposition.
Why?
We don't. Well, I was trying to explain to you why. We don't actually think it serves to make an identity for us. We think that, first of all, primarily, the name of the city must be explicit in the name of our new council name. And the reason for that is the city needs to survive in order for the surrounding district to do so. And people actually, if the city isn't in the name, then... how are people supposed to know? You know, in North America, people will...
You've got a radio station called Radio Foyle.
Yes, yes.
It's not called Radio Derry. It's called Radio Foyle.
Yeah, and I'm sure the BBC had their very good reasons for why they chose to do that at a particular time when Radio Foyle was set up in the very 1980s, in the early 1980s. However, that's a BBC position. This is a different setup, and it's a different kettle of fish altogether, because we're obviously...
So it's Derry or nothing?
Well, from our perspective, Derry actually does what it says in the tin. And by the way, can I just say another thing as well, Stephen? This is not a name.
So you want majority rule nationalist style now, John, do you? That's what the SDLP is all about.
Well, in actual fact, just on that point, Stephen, when we actually formulated the new councils and the new committees and the new chairs and stuff like that back in May of this year, the SDLP actually had an opportunity to take the deputy chair under the democratic system. We actually went that opportunity and passed it over, so was it a unionist
group? Go on, Gregory.
Could take the position.
Well, look, Stephen, let's get this right. Councillor Boyle is correct in saying that an Ulster unionist put forward a proposition when no other proposition was on the table. That is correct. Now, in our opinion, that was not the wise thing to do, because we felt unionists should put forward the name which we would prefer, which was Londonderry. That's what was done this month. Nationalists said, no, we want to have Derry. So you had two propositions, one from the unionist community, both parties, saying we prefer Londonderry to be in the title. And it's ironic now that Councillor Boyle says the name has to be, the name of the city has to be in the council name. Well, that's very good. If he agrees with that, then it definitely is going to be Londonderry. Now, but that's what happened. Unionism was saying it should be a Londonderry and Strabane. Nationalism was saying it should be Derry and Strabane. Then to try and get agreement, to try and get consensus, to try and get a name that people wouldn't walk away from and people wouldn't fall out about, the unionists, the DUP and the Ulster unionists together said, well, then what about going for a middle way, a way that will not find offence and exception been taken in either community, the name Foyle. And the nationalist parties, the SDLP and Sinn Féin, said, no, we're not having that. We want it to be the proposition that the nationalists sign up to, that unionists might take exception to, but that's just too bad. That's not the way forward. That is not the way to take our communities, both nationalist and unionist and others, forward into the future.
Okay.
We've got to get a name that everyone can give support to and nobody finds offensive.
Okay. John Boyle, Gregory Campbell, thank you very much indeed.